Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Holding to, as much as possible, focus on one idea really is what separates a bad piece of art or educational material or a video to a good piece of art, educational material, video, whatever.
In several of the properties, we have chicken hotels that started as a back of house thing, and then guests found their way there and the kids found their way there, and we kind of dressed it up a bit and built these hotels for chickens.
Reds absolutely suck. There's no way around it. They make the Bad News Bears look like a good baseball team.
There was a qualifier on us getting a start again, and that was we don't mention a certain team that starts with the letter R.
On the way today, samples from these three podcasts: The Writer's Mind, Travel That Matters, and Tailgates and Heartbreaks. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Ronnie Salerno and Kevin Reynolds, let's start here. Our first podcast today is no longer being produced, but, and there's a big but here, it's so good and timeless, it's worth going back to listen to the entire 67-episode series. The Writer's Mind podcast is hosted by Tyler Mowry, and it's about thinking, philosophy, writing, and storytelling, all within the context of being an intelligent thinking person who's constantly forming their own opinions and points of view. That's you, right? Well, writing is about thinking, and it's about building your point of view. And this incisive podcast offers something for everyone, even if you don't consider yourself a writer. Its last episode wrapped up last fall, but poring over the past episodes is well worth it. So let's do that with this sample. From The Writer's Mind, the episode is Why Should You Repeat Yourself? Why should you repeat yourself? In this clip, Tyler encourages you to focus your message.
It's not always completely possible, and of course things get in our way, but holding to, as much as possible, focus on one idea really is what separates a bad piece of art or educational material or a video to a good piece of art, educational material, video, whatever. Focus is what matters. And simplicity also, I found, really carries over as well, where within creating videos, within creating stories, you have to keep things focused, you have to keep things simple. And we get so afraid of that. And, you know, back on this idea that kind of words are bad, I think that it's so interesting that because words are bad, we spend so much of our time making mistakes that we don't have to. Not because we're stupid, or not because we don't even, it's not even because we don't listen necessarily. It's because that sometimes we are given a piece of advice, and the definitions or how we are defining or interpreting that particular piece of advice isn't actually what the intention is. And so we try to apply it in the wrong way until we actually make the mistake and then realize, oh, that's what they were saying the whole time. I was just confused about how to interpret this particular idea. And that is huge, right? Because ultimately, I think if you're trying to educate or you're trying to help people grasp a concept, which is something that I'm doing a lot of, a lot of what you have to do is just get used to repeating yourself and get used to the repetition. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's not that people are dumb. It's not that people are not listening. It's simply that they must understand a concept within their own mind, within their own words, within their own understanding of the vibe of what you're saying. All of that takes time.
From The Writer's Mind with Tyler Mowry. Find it now in the Start Here collections on the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Well, with the summer travel season in full swing, here's a podcast to consider while you're on vacation or before you go. It's called Travel That Matters, hosted by Bruce Wallens. This thought-provoking podcast is a must if you're a travel enthusiast, and it features insightful conversations with people from all reaches of the travel industry. Travel That Matters goes beyond the usual to focus on meaningful travel by exploring the world's most extraordinary experiences. Each episode will inspire you with fascinating stories about unique, life-shaping journeys and connect you to the remarkable people who make them possible. And speaking of that, here's an example from a recent episode of Travel That Matters called Fun in Faraway Lands. Bruce speaks with Neil Jacobs, sustainability pioneer and CEO of Six Senses Hotels, Resorts, and Spas, about his company's off-the-beaten-path properties and how each is making sustainable tourism fun in its own unique way.
The main reason why people travel is for fun. They want to go and have a good time wherever they're going. And that might mean learning. That might mean sitting on a beach. It might be, you know, exploring the mountains. And so I guess my question is, like, how is sustainability fun, or how can it be fun, and how do you incorporate that into the whole ethos?
You know, internally, we looked at how do we bring what we do predominantly in the back of the house? How do we bring that and make it guest facing? And if we are going to do that, it absolutely needs to be fun. So we created a few things. The one thing we did was created something called Earth Lab. And really, it is to showcase all the things that historically we had done behind the scenes and bring them forward. You know, for example, you know, we've never had plastic bottles, and actually we never import water. So at a Six Senses, you can't get a Perrier or an Evian or whatever, because we won't ship water all over the world. We have these, you know, sophisticated RO plants that kind of make sparkling water and still water. So what we did, we brought it up front, and we create water bars now in every property, and the guests can come and see it, come and hang out at the water bar and see how it's made. The Earth Lab is in charge of, you know, many of our hotels have livestock. So we have chickens, we have ducks, we have goats, we have cows, we have camels, and depending on where we are, and we make stuff, right? We make, you know, in Six Senses Sigi Bay in Oman, we make goat cheese and we make goat milk and so on and so forth. In Israel, we have camels there. We're actually breeding camels there. In several of the properties, we have chicken hotels that started as a back of house thing. And then guests found their way there and the kids found their way there. And we kind of dressed it up a bit and built these hotels for chickens that play heavy metal music in the daytime to make them frisky and soft music at night so they can lay their eggs in peace and so on. And the kids are going up, and in the rooms we have baskets. They go and get their eggs in the morning. They bring it back to the restaurant. It's a fun activity. You know, the kids love it. So, I mean, stuff like that is going on all the time.
From the podcast Travel That Matters, hear more from the Start Here Collections page on wvxu.org/start here. As we come to the end of June, we conclude our coverage of the best Cincinnati sports podcasts with a look at Tailgates and Heartbreaks, the brainchild of 513 natives Jacob Geezer and Donovan Hester. This on-again, off-again podcast appears to be on-again at the moment. And in any case, with over 50 episodes under their belt since early 2020, Geezer and Hester serve up some great insights, funny stories, and all-around great coverage of Cincy sports. Let's give you a sample of Tailgates and Heartbreaks from episode 51. In this clip, Geezer starts by summing up the entire Cincy sports scene here.
Reds absolutely suck. There's no way around it. They make the Bad News Bears look like a good baseball team.
There was a qualifier on us getting a start again, and that was we don't mention a certain team that starts with the letter R. So we're
no, I think that's all I was gonna say. We're a football town now. Confirmed. We are a football town. Luke Fickell appears to be in Cincinnati for the long term. Beamer looks like he's got something going down in Cockland, and Stoops is just kind of just chilling. just like 8-9 wins every year. Like, that's just, they're doing their thing. Transfer portals, bananas. We wanted college kids to get paid, but now we don't want them to make that much money. It's a very fun conundrum. Wildcats got down by the Cox, and not the Gamecocks, the Peacocks. And Duke is dead, a.k.a. Coach K.
Wrapping up our June feature of Cincinnati Sports Podcasts, that's Tailgates and Heartbreaks. Get more Cincy sports coverage now from our Start Here Collections page at WVXU.org. Just choose the podcast menu. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here Collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.